see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to thank Lori. She just donated $50. She said, thank you. No. Thank you, Lori. And if you guys could please share this link with your friends. Officer Rick, $20. Lori, $50. It's those type of donations is what we're looking for. Of course, if you can afford to donate more, 100, 500, whatever, that's fine. But what we're really looking for is a lot, maybe 1,000 some people donating, you know, just $5. If we get 1,000 people donating $5, you know, we can make this retainer appear very quickly. Because, you know, one of the things, $5,000 is $5 from 1,000 people. If we get 10,000 people to donate $5, it's done. It's over. 10,000 people donating $5, it's over. If we get people donating whatever they can afford, like Officer Rick, 20, well, he just covered 4 of those $5 donations. Lori, you just covered 10 of them. Barb Benjamin's check, whatever they send. This is what we want this to be. This is a $5 Subway sandwich campaign, is the way I'm looking at it. Because if we get thousands of people donating $5, we can show that we can do this. We, the people, can do this. Now, I've gotten a couple of text messages already. Tom and Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey. Tom says you should go and get the department, the DOJ, the federal DOJ, to ask if they'll assist with the lawsuit. That's exactly what Pat Kobach and I are going to be talking about 2:30 to 3 o'clock today on Mike Lindell TV. Pat knows and is personal friends with Harmeet Dhillon. She is the assistant attorney general under now Todd Blanche. She was the assistant attorney general under Pam Bondi at Donald Trump's Department of Justice. Tom and Karen Curtis are going to mail a check to Victoria Bishop for $100. Remind me of the address. Absolutely. I'll send it to you right now. Victoria Bishop. She set up a separate private account with her credit union for this. And the money will go directly from the Give, Send, Go account right into this legal defense fund. All the money is going to go to the attorney, Kevin Kievsky. This, folks, has got to be a grassroots effort. We the people are going to do this, and I cannot wait. I almost wish I could be there with the process server when he hands the lawsuit to Jocelyn Benson. I would love to do that. And you have to understand, this is going to happen. I was on Rick Warzywak's prayer call last night with over 1,500 people, and they all prayed for this lawsuit to be successful, for us to raise the money, file the lawsuit, and win in court.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I got a text message. You should reach out to the folks over at the Michigan Capital Confidential, Mackinac Center for Public Policy. they have attorneys, they may be able to help. Greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Oh, John Palmer of Palmer Farms, the pig farmer over in Onaway. He says, Randy, put Palmer Farms down for a $100 donation. Go get him, Vicky. So I sent you both the link to share, John, as well as Victoria Bishop's mailing address. So if you want to do it by check or by the link to the Give, Send, Go account, you can do that as well. You get to a point in your life where you must be doing something right if people are attacking you, if people are suing you, if people are doing bogus news stories. You know, it broke my heart to hear even Steve Gruber's Michigan Talk Network last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, talk about Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop has allegedly exceeded her authorities as a county clerk in removing people from the qualified voter files. According to a statement put out by, you know, the Bureau of Elections in Lansing, she may have violated her duties as county clerk. Every single news agency and newspaper up here in northern Michigan covered this story. I was told we were on 7 and 4. Vicky was on 29 and 8, 9 and 10. Traverse City record eagle. I call it the Traverse City Wretched Eagle newspaper. MLive, MERS News Service. I read the story on this show about it. Doing everything they can to discredit Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. My wife, the owner of this radio station. And finally, she came home a week ago after she responded to Brader a week ago Monday. And then all these news stories started hitting and all these vicious Facebook posts. You should see what these Democrats are putting on Facebook about her. You should resign. We need to do a recall against you. You are the worst clerk in the history of Antrim County. I mean, on and on and on. I hope you die, one guy said. Well, guess what? She finally said, you know what? I got to go on the offensive. Prayed about it. God spoke to me. Vicky, pick up the sword. Pick up the shield. I have your back. Do it. I reached out to Kevin Kievsky, candidate for attorney general. He's now practicing law in his law firm in Birmingham, Michigan. Him and his wife own that law office. I ran it by him. I told him the story about how she's being hammered in the media, the phone calls, people wishing she would die, she needs to resign, blah, 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 blah. And I said, would you be willing to have Vicky be a plaintiff in a lawsuit and sue Jocelyn Benson over these rules? And his answer, absolutely. I'd be honored to represent her. Kevin Kievsky said, it's funny because Jocelyn Benson, Jonathan Brader, the director of the Bureau of Elections, they're going to have Dana Nessel be their lawyer. He said, I kicked Dana Nessel's butt in court over the Trump electors case. He said, I can't wait to get Jonathan Brader on the stand because when I had him on the stand over the Trump elector case, I shook him to his core so badly, he wouldn't answer a question, asked the judge for a break. I said, no, Your Honor, no break. I demand that the witness answers my question. He said Jonathan Brader almost passed out and had a panic attack right there on the stand. He goes, I can't wait to put him on the stand. I can't wait to put Jocelyn Benson on the stand. She violated federal statutes. And she's trying to get away with it, folks, in this year's election. She's going to get away with it next Tuesday on May 5th in the 35th State Senate District. Let's see the outcome of that election. Let's see if these rules come into play. Let's say it's a very, very, very close election. Tedrick Green, the Democrat, wins 50.1% of the vote to Jason Tunney's 49.9% of the vote, which should automatically trigger a recount. Can't do a recount if you delete the election information 7 days after it's certified. Oh, well, you lost, Jason Tunney. It's that simple. John and Julie down in Bay City, $100 is coming your way. Thank you very much. I'll send you the link, or I can text you her mailing address. Let me know what you want to do. They responded, this is the type of news that the guys like Glenn Beck and Joe Pags would love to report on their nationwide talk show. Well, I'm starting today, since I'm basically her spokesperson. She's at work being the clerk today. I'm going to start off with Mike Lindell TV from 2:30 to 3 with Pat Kobach. We're going to reach out to Steve Gruber. We're also going to reach out to Harmeet Dhillon and the others in the media. We'll see where this goes very, very quickly. Vicky just made the decision. She says, we got to stop her. Somebody's got to stop her. I said, well, why not you? She said, you know what? If I have to be the only plaintiff on this lawsuit, evidently it's God's will. So let it be what it's going to be. Because you know what? Sometimes this is going to be a war, a battle that you have to fight. If we don't fight, who is? One thing you have to understand, folks, we are in this together. We're going to do this. We are going to absolutely do this. Because you know what? It very simply comes down to this. You either stand up and do what's right, or you let things go by. You just let them run you over. And the thing of it is that it's so critically important. The next governor of the state of Michigan, we can go in one of two ways. We can either get a Republican governor to fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan, or we get Jocelyn Benson, or even Mike Duggan, the independent, and we become California. California actually on steroids, because that's what Jocelyn Benson wants to do. Benson was on the board of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, the one that's under indictment right now by the Department of Justice in Washington, Jocelyn Benson was on their board of directors when the fake event happened in Charlottesville. The very event that Joe Biden said made him decide to run against Donald Trump in 2020 for president. Benson sat on the Southern Poverty Law Center's board and funded the fake event in Charlottesville. Jocelyn Benson thinks Gavin Newsom hasn't gone far enough in California. We have got to stop this woman, folks. Thank you, John and Julie. I just sent you the link. I've got others that want to do it by mail. Lord Floyd and Karen, I'll send you the address. One thing you have to understand, folks. Again, you just have to make the decision what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Vicky's already made up her mind. She's got the retainer agreement. All she's got to do is raise the money and write him the check. Floyd and Karen, I just sent you Victoria Bishop and the address. Thank you. Thank you for your donation. Phyllis, down in Dexter. God's got a plan for Vicky and the other competent clerks in Michigan. Go get Benson. You know, Phyllis, I hope and pray you're right. I hope that when other clerks hear what Vicky's doing, that they get a hold of Kevin and they want to be co-plaintiffs with her. Be able to stand up with her and fight this Secretary of State. Because I got to tell you, I know that if she's the only one suing her, they are going to come after us with everything they have. Everything they've got. So, if you go to the givesendgo.com website, you search for Antrim County Clerk. When the story pulls up, there's a second photograph up there at the top. I can't get the header for the campaign to format. You cut off RE for restore and TY for county. Click on that right arrow. It'll take you to the full business card. For some reason, that photo appears, but the header, it cuts it off. Read the story and then share it. You can share it by simply clicking on it. You can do it by Facebook. You can do it by Twitter. You can do it by email. You can message people. The link is there. You can even download the QR code. And you can send people the QR code. At the top, it says copy the link. You can copy that on your phone and then text message it to people. Bomb the Hour News of hour number two. We'll be right back. Let's go to Lansing.